Part 1. May 2003. Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania.
USGA Handicap Index. Negotiable. Weight, 224 pounds.
Our foursome sits around a table of magically replenishing bottles of Miller High Life, adding up the damage from a game of $2 skins. It's my first round of golf this year, but there is still no excuse for owing Jack McDougall $18. Jack is 5'6" and 100 pounds carrying his golf bag. He's the sort of golfer who, when you owe him $18, you start playing tennis. Along with my dollars, Jack takes the opportunity to remind me that I started playing golf when I was a kid, while he started hacking around a mere 3 summers ago. He points out that while I play an authentic Callaway Big Bertha, he triumphed with its lesser-known cousin, the Callahan Big Bursar. He feels it necessary to tell me that the cigarette he smoked on the third tee was, say, enhanced, and he still proceeded to get in my pocket. The fact that I was giving Jack 7 shots a side seems to have gone adrift in his short-term memory. And then, as if the high life wasn't bad enough, Jack serves me up a, "And didn't you write a book about golf?" It hurts. The rest of the table celebrates my every wince. Gavin and Damon, two lads from Northern Ireland and maestros of ball busting, are positively bouncing with pleasure at the prospect of their next dig. It's 3-1, but I can take it. I have to take it. The easy target, the only member of the foursome to ever take a lesson, belong to a golf club, or rationalize paying $50 for a dozen balls. They take turns chopping away at my ego, passing abuse around the table as freely as they passed around their open packs of cigarettes.
"Maybe you can write another book about golf, one where you don't suck at it."
"How many times does the guy in your book three-putt?"
"Did I tell you? The other day I met the guy who saw your movie."
And while I could throw it back, get nasty on Jack McSkinney and two tubby Irishmen who were emptying beers like there were holes in their bottles, I don't. I hold my tongue and my teeth. I don't mention that Gavin hit more weak pop flies today than the Phillies' leadoff hitter, that on 4 different chip shots, Jack folded the dirt over his ball like he was making a turf omelet. And I don't remind Damon that on the par 3-17th, when I told him I'd bet him $5 on his score for the hole, I set the over-under at 8. He thought about it longer than I expected him to, then gave me a confident nod and said, "I'll take the over." Instead, I just smile and let them have their fun.
"Hey, Coyne, that was mighty generous of you, donating all those expensive golf balls to the golfers behind us."
Because with 3-1, self-defense sounds the same as whining. And no one here is interested in stories about a shelf full of dusty trophies, golden golfers posed in their backswing, the tiny golf clubs meant to fit their hands, snapped or disappeared a dozen years before. My name, it used to pop up in the sports section from time to time, back when I was 17 and I could hit it as deep as anyone at my club, anyone in the section. But those stories are not entirely interesting, and not entirely true. And no tap dance of excuses. "I haven't played in 6 months. My cart was too slow. My ball too white. My driver's been having problems at home." None of it matters when you're the only real golfer in the group. Or, at least, used to be. When they know you're the only one who would actually care about losing. And you lose. You're either a spoiled brat or a lucky bastard. Probably both, when the only free clinic you were ever forced to visit was the one at your parents' country club. I reluctantly took up the game at 9 years old. A Sunday participant in the junior golf clinic at Rolling Green Golf Club. One of my older brothers had already chiseled out his niche as the golfing son, and 9-year-olds don't want to do anything that their older brothers do, unless they can do it better. The clinic quickly turned into a few private lessons with the assistant pro, then a spot on the club's 9-holer team, and in the space of a few weeks, golf had its claws in deep. I sacrificed my starting spot on the Little League team in order to better nurture my new